Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. You know, I realize I should have watched this particular movie when it came out in 2016, but better late than never. Because a couple of days ago, I watched the 2016 movie Arrival, and it was wonderful. And I know that the movie is 5 years old, and so I'm not going to worry about spoilers, because if you haven't watched it by now, it's your fault, not mine. And I have to let you know, I was fascinated by 85% of the movie, because in my honest opinion, the movie fell a little apart in the last 20 minutes, but the idea of communicating and communication with humanity, especially by the actors Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner, and their efforts to communicate with the alien pod and that landed in Montana of all places, along with the other 11 alien pods that landed in other parts of the world, that fascinated me. I loved 85% of the movie. Last 15%, kind of cheesy. And of course, whenever aliens land on Earth, there's all sorts of panic and mayhem. You know, it wasn't as bad as, you know, Independence Day, but there was panic and mayhem on the streets. Fear and distrust took over most of the world, and especially in China and Russia, as the otherness, quote unquote, of the heptapod aliens, by the way, they look somewhat like octopi to me. I think that was the point. And their tendency of the aliens, the heptapods, to communicate in symbols and not sound was foreign to what we anticipated. This only heightened the fear for humanity, for the world. And the world powers, America, England, Australia, of course, China and Russia, did not help the situation by our inability and our lack of desire to communicate with the aliens and with each other. By the way, can you tell that the issue of communication is key and central to this podcast today? And if I am not communicating this idea of communication, well, that's my fault, because we are going to talk about communication, because Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner, their job in this movie of Arrival, go watch it, even all 100%, even though the last 15% of the movie was a little cheesy. That was their purpose, was to communicate with the aliens. And it was a really good movie. But the main point of the movie is we were miscommunicating. The aliens were not miscommunicating, but we were talking around each other and at each other, but not to each other. And that is the point of what I want to talk about today. Is communication is key to everything. I have a master's in communication. I believe that communication is the key to everything. The last 5 or 6 years on this planet have proven that when we talk around each other, above each other, at each other, but we forget to talk to each other, bad things happen. And that is especially true in missions and evangelism. And I would propose to you that this is one of the major issues that we are failing at in the church today, especially the evangelical church, because we all have these agendas and purposes, and we forget that the purpose of the church is missions and evangelism. But we often talk about our people group. We often talk at our people group. However, when was the last time we talked to our people group? And an even better question is, do we understand the language of our people group? And to do this, we as missiologists and evangelists have to be constantly evolving, and it's okay to use the word evolve as evangelicals, our own understanding and study of the people group to whom God has called us to reach. As a missionary, as an evangelist to the Jewish people, I cannot rest on my laurels of what somebody wrote about the Jewish people in 1952, because the Jewish people have changed drastically over the last 70 years. I cannot assume that I know just everything there is to know about the Jewish people because I knew something about them yesterday. And if a missionary or evangelist is wanting to reach the people of Swaziland or South Africa or England, they cannot assume that they know everything about the English just because they read Jane Austen. The British have changed since the days of Jane Austen. We cannot and we must not grow lazy in our work as missionaries and evangelists. We have to work at our craft all of the time. Communication and mission and evangelism is ever evolving. It's ever changing. And I see a lot of times that Christian evangelists and Christian missiologists, we're not. And that's why we struggle. So will we change tomorrow, or will we still want to do what we did yesterday? My dad, and I've talked about my dad quite a bit, he once preached a sermon a long, long time ago that said that sometimes we have to remove what we did yesterday because it no longer works. So will we change today? Will we change tomorrow? And by the way, going back to the movie Arrival, this is what the heptapods tried to teach Amy Adams. And if we want to apply that movie to the work of missions and evangelism, this is what they're trying to teach us today. Change or we'll die. Amy Adams learned the lesson in the movie Arrival. Will the church learn the lesson before we die? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. I'm trying because I want to reach the Jewish people for Jesus. Tzedakah Ministries is ever evolving. We're ever changing. We're ever trying to learn the lesson so we can be a better ministry for Jewish evangelism, so that we can equip Christians and churches, and we can even change ourselves. Hopefully you will too. And that's what we want to do for you, if you will allow us to help you to be a better evangelist and missionary to the Jewish people as well. Think about it and let us help you. Until the next time, Shalom and God bless.